Do you feel like eating and food just takes up so much of your time and energy? Like you're constantly just reinventing the wheel and having to think about what you're going to eat next, and you're tired of thinking about it so often? Well, today I'm going to take you into my world and I'm going to share with you four things that I do in my own personal life as a busy business owner in order to make eating and food easy. So let's jump in. Welcome to the Live Unrestricted podcast, a show where you'll learn how to heal your relationship with food and your body so that you can focus your time and energy on more important things like your personal growth. I'm your host, Sabrina Magna, food freedom coach, and my mission is to help make your life happier and healthier without stress, overwhelm, or guilt about food. If you love the show, please do go out and share it. And if you're looking for support with your relationship with food, details about my programs are in the show notes. Thanks for spending time with me today. Now let's jump in. Welcome back to the show. And today I really want to help simplify your life because I don't have to tell you that food is necessary. And no matter what, we are constantly having to eat meals and snack throughout the day. And sometimes it can feel like you just can't catch a break. Like you're constantly having to make meals and you're constantly having to think about what you're going to buy and what you're going to eat. And then if you add on top of that a unhealthy relationship with food, then there's the negative emotions of guilt and shame and anxiety and confusion and wondering if you're eating the right thing and if you're making the wrong choices. And all of that can end up feeling like it takes up so much of your time and your energy. And if you're like most of the women that I work with, you have a lot going on. Maybe you have kids who are in extracurricular activities and you have a full-time job, and maybe you're caring for your parents, or you have things going on with your siblings. You're a human being, and there are so many things that are fighting for our attention. And so if we can make eating and food easier and more natural, then how much would that take off of your plate? Think of the relief that you would feel if you're not constantly worried about food and thinking about the next meal. So for me, I know that food used to take up so much of my mental space, so much of my mental real estate, and it made it really hard to focus on anything else. And I always say that I would have never been able to start and grow my business in the way that I have if I was still experiencing the relationship with food that I used to have, because it was constantly on my mind. And it's really hard to focus on higher thinking and tap into your creativity and your intelligence. If you think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you're familiar with that, at the very bottom, the very basic needs that you need to have met before you can focus on higher level functioning like connection and love and then self-actualization, the very basic needs that you need to have met are food, shelter, water. And so if food is something that constantly feels unstable or in scarcity or something that you have to focus so much on, it makes it nearly impossible to focus on achieving your life purpose and on focusing on your goals and your passions. So I want to share with you some things that I do in order to reduce decision making when it comes to food. And some of these may help you, may not. So I want you to tap into your body to see how these tips and strategies resonate with you. I'm not here to tell you how to eat. You know me. I want you to tap into your own intuition, and based on your own lifestyle, your own needs, and your preferences, you might be able to take some of these strategies and tweak it to your own life and your family's needs. So these are just things that work for me and that help reduce, like I said, decision making, because decision fatigue is a really real thing. The numbers are constantly changing on how many decisions you make in a day, but it's somewhere along the thousands and thousands. I know that some people say it's like 35,000 decisions a day. I don't even know how they would ever come up with that number. Like, who knows what that testing was like, but the idea is that you're making thousands of decisions a day. And if you could reduce the decisions that you have to make in terms of food, if you just stop and think about the mental process that goes into food, and then on top of that, you add all of the conflicting information that you have gotten from diet culture and the different rules that you've accumulated throughout the years. So it's like, should I eat bread? No, I can't eat a sandwich and I can't eat carbs. Okay, should I have cheese in it? Cheese has a lot of calories. Okay, should I have veggies on the side? I should be eating veggies because it's good for me. And there is so much mental noise. And imagine trying to be present with your loved ones when there's so much chatter going on in your mind. So if we could just shh and make it more silent, you could get so much more done and you can be so much more present and focus your energy, your limited mental energy that you have, because it's not unlimited. You have a limited capacity and you've probably felt that before, where at the end of the day, you're like, I cannot make one more decision. If you could reduce some of that, then you could focus on making decisions that truly matter to you. So I'm going to share with you, let's start with the first one. So this one, I really want you to tune into how that feels for you. But what it does is it really helps me to reduce the amount of decisions that I have to make early in the morning. Because like I said, I'm a business owner, and that means I make a lot of decisions every day. Most of the decisions fall on me that I then have to translate to my team. So if I could reduce the amount of decisions that I make in the morning so that I can take that energy into my business throughout the day, the better, so that I can serve you better. So what I do is I do have a morning routine because I like setting myself up for success and for focus for the day. So it does involve meditation and journaling and moving my body. But I'm not going to be one of those health gurus that tell you that you have to wake up at 4 a.m. and do all of that stuff. It's just what works for me. But when it comes to my breakfast, I actually eat pretty much the same breakfast every morning. And the reason why I do that is not because I think of these foods as a quote unquote safe foods, although that was definitely my mindset when I was dieting and struggling with disordered eating. I would eat the same food because I knew what was in my food. I knew how many calories exactly were in my food. And so that was like safe in my mind. So what's really important about this discussion is where the intention comes from, the intention of my food choices. So now I pretty much eat the same breakfast every morning, but the reason why I do this has nothing to do with how many calories are in the food. I actually have no idea how many calories or carbs are in my breakfast. I don't count. I don't weigh my food. The reason why I do this is because I know exactly what I'm going to eat. I don't have to make a new decision every morning of, am I going to eat a bagel or should I eat granola and yogurt or should I eat a piece of fruit? Like, those are decisions that I don't need to be making and that I would much rather be making in higher thinking activities in my life. So I will eat the same breakfast every morning, and it really does help reduce decisions that I really don't care about making. And a little caveat here is that if you're someone who really needs variety, you like having a different thing in the morning and you like kind of getting that those options and that choice, and this doesn't resonate with you, that's perfectly okay. Maybe for you, that could look like having different options available and then letting your intuition guide your choices in the morning. Another reason I just want to say that I eat the same breakfast in the morning is because I know it makes me feel good. I know that it has everything that I need to set me up and give me energy and keep me full until lunch. So I've got my carbs, I've got my fats, I've got my protein, I've got some fruit in there as well. And the reason why I'm not sharing with you what my breakfast is simply because I don't want you to see it as a plan that you should be doing. I want you to learn the muscle of tapping into your intuition of what do I want to eat? How do certain foods make me feel? So for example, if I have just like a simple pastry in the morning, it tastes amazing and I love it. And I know that I can have that every morning if I want. However, I also know that it wouldn't make me feel awesome because I would be hungry like an hour later because it's not super balanced. There's not really much protein in there. And I would probably have an energy crash early in the morning. And I get some of my best work done in the morning. So I would prefer to have a breakfast that's going to be more all around balanced and give me sustainable energy throughout the morning and be filling so that the next time I eat is at lunchtime. So again, tap into what would work for you. I think of my dad, what he did while we were growing up is he would actually set everything that he needs for breakfast the night before. So he was very rigid about that. He would like set out his plate and his peanut butter knife, and he would take out his peanut butter tub, and he had all of those things ready so that in the morning, all he had to do is get up, put the toast in the toaster, and all of that was set up for him. And he would also put his vitamins out so that he didn't have to think about taking his vitamins out, because those are just more decisions. And he was an accountant, he was a partner, so he had a lot of decisions to make throughout the day as well. So anything that you can do ahead of time to reduce decision making in the moment. So that's the first one. The second thing that I do is I have my lunches ready, or at least I have an idea of what I'm going to eat for lunch. So I eat the same thing for breakfast, but I do not eat the same thing for lunch from week to week or even from day to day. But if I'm like in the middle of a workday and then I'm starting to feel hungry and I step away and I have to make the decision of what I'm going to eat and then start cooking it and then eat it, that is, number one, going to take me out of my flow, but it's also going to increase decisions that I don't need to be making. So I like to have my lunches ready ahead of time. I don't spend 5 hours on Sunday meal prepping. I like enjoying my Sundays. Sometimes I'll spend maybe an hour making meals for the week, but I make it easy. Like I really make it simple. It will usually be like some kind of carb, maybe potatoes or quinoa or rice or pasta, and then some protein. So tofu, chicken, turkey, chickpeas. And then I will have some fat, and the fat will usually be within the sauces that I make. So like peanut butter, olive oil, avocado, those things are usually pretty easy to get into a recipe because it's a flavor builder. And then I'll have some veggies in it. And a lot of the times I'm just going to stick to frozen veggies because your girl does not have the time to chop things up. So I like to just buy this like big ass bag of frozen veggies from the grocery store, throw it in the oven or throw it in my air fryer. Shout out to air fryers. They're amazing. They take out so much work and they make things so much faster. And I will sometimes just throw it in a stir fry. So I don't want to spend hours on my Sunday meal prepping, and you don't have to either. So finding ways that you can make things easier for you, and that might look like, okay, I'm gonna eat the same thing for lunch every day. That might be your thing. I personally prefer to have variety, so I like to know what my lunch is gonna be or have it ready for me ahead of time. That's my second tip for making food easier and removing decision making when it comes to eating. All right, so the third thing that I like to do is I had this point, I've had breakfast, I've had lunch, and then typically around 2:30 to 3 o'clock, it's actually 2:56, just turned 2:57 right now as I'm recording this. So when I'm done recording this, I'm gonna go have a snack. So I'll usually have a snack mid-afternoon because I usually am very hungry around that time. And if I were to wait until dinner, I would
absolutely overeat and I would have a really hard time concentrating on work. And also, it is encouraged to snack. You shouldn't be going more than 3 to 4 hours without eating because you'll notice that extreme primal hunger and it will be hard to concentrate and you will have low energy and you will be thinking about food. And so if you're feeling that mid-afternoon, ask yourself some questions. Is your lunch big enough? Are you allowing yourself to have a snack? Is your lunch well-rounded? So what I like to do in order to remove decisions around my mid-afternoon snack is I have 2 to 5 snacks that I alternate between. Again, snacks that I know are going to be really easy to grab and go because I'm in the middle of my workday. I want to be able to keep working. I don't want to spend a bunch of time in the kitchen like prepping something. And I also want something that's going to be well balanced that I know is going to keep me full until dinner because I do need a lot of food. I am relatively active and my body just simply needs a lot of calories and needs a lot of fuel in order to function. And so I like to know that my snack is going to give me the fuel and the energy I need to get back to work, to focus, to give my body what it needs. So I have a few different snacks, protein bars, fruits, crackers, cheese, nuts, goldfish crackers. Trying to think if there's anything else. Those are typically my go-tos because I normally will have Greek yogurt with granola at lunch as my dessert. But sometimes if I don't have that at lunch, I'll have it for my afternoon snack. So yeah, I don't complicate things. I really try to streamline things, and this could be the same for you. So if you feel like every day when snack time rolls around, you don't know what you should be eating, or let me remove the word should. You shouldn't be anything. You don't know what you want to be eating, what's going to feel good for you. Taking the time to experiment and seeing what foods are satisfying and filling is super important. So that's the third thing that I do is I have 2 to 5 snacks that I alternate between. And then for dinner, my fourth tip to make food and eating easy is I have go-to low maintenance meals. So what I mean by that is a lot of the times by the end of the day, I'm pretty freaking tired. I have been using my energy towards work and I have made a lot of decisions and I don't want to be making new decisions at the end of the day. So if it is a day where I have a lot of energy and I do feel like cooking, because I actually do really enjoy cooking when I'm not exhausted, I'll whip up a meal and I'll get creative and maybe I'll go to the grocery store and buy some ingredients. However, if it's the end of the day, it is 5 p.m. and I just need to get some food in my body, I have a mental list of some go-to meals that I can make that are really easy to make, that don't require all these fancy ingredients that I know are going to be delicious, that I know are going to make me feel good, that I'm going to enjoy. And if you don't have this for yourself, I really recommend that you start implementing this. I share with my clients inside Food Freedom Academy 40 intuitive eating essential meals and snack recipes to kind of have this directory of things that you can go to when it's, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, where you have like recipes on Instagram that are saved and then you have recipes on another site and then you have a notes app on your phone and it feels like everything is all over the place. Put it all in one location, organize it if you need, and know your go-to easy snacks and meals. And if you have kids, things that you know that your kids are going to like as well, so that you're not stuck at the end of the day
always trying to Google new recipes or come up with something new, it's okay to not be reinventing the wheel. And I am personally at a stage in my life right now where I need to make things simple. Like I said, I do love cooking and I am good at it, but most of the time I have to keep things simple, and it is okay to repeat certain meals or to make small tweaks or to have those go-tos. So those are my four ways that I make eating easy. So I'm just going to recap. Number one, eating the same breakfast every morning. If you're someone who needs variety, then this might not work for you, but just finding ways that you can reduce decision making in the morning. The second one is I have my lunches ready and I have at least an idea of what I'm going to eat. The third one is that I have 2 to 5 snacks for the afternoon that I alternate between so that I'm not always thinking about what I'm going to eat. And then the last one is I have go-to low maintenance dinners for those days where I'm just tired, I don't feel like cooking, I don't feel like standing and being in the kitchen, and I know that they're going to satisfy me, that I'm going to enjoy them, and that they're going to be easy, quick, and don't require a whole bunch of ingredients. So I hope that this was really helpful. And as you walk away from this podcast, I want you to think about, what can I do for myself to make things easier, to reduce all the decision making. And I really hope you don't take this episode the wrong way in saying that you need to follow a meal plan. That's not at all what I do. And none of the decisions that I make are related to how I think it's going to affect my body. So none of this is directed towards weight loss. What I do and the decisions that I make with regards to eating are really coming from a place of self-love, because there's this misconception that meal planning and meal prepping and intuitive eating go against one another, but they can actually really beautifully complement one another when the intention behind it is the right one. So I would ask yourself, what are the intentions of my food choices? Are they really to make my life easier and to reduce the amount of decisions that I make throughout the day? And are they coming from a place of self-love, or are they coming from a place of restriction and punishment? And what can I do to eat as little as possible or to lose weight? Because you're going to notice the energy behind it is going to be different, and your ability to stick to whatever habits you implement around food are going to be highly dependent on the intention that's driving it. And when I'm working with clients, I'm always getting clear on what is the intention behind the habits or the changes that you're making. Because if the habits are coming from the wrong place, they will only be temporary and they won't be enjoyable. So I hope that you're able to walk away from this and have some tangible things that you can implement into your life to reduce decision making so that you get more of that mental real estate back to focus on things that really matter, be present with your family, start taking time for your passions or your hobbies or your goals. Maybe if you want to start a business, you can start focusing on that as well. And as always, let me know what was the most valuable piece of this episode. Share it with someone that you love. If you know someone is struggling in your life with like making decisions around food and feeling like it's really hard and time consuming and overwhelming, send them this episode. Show them that you care and that you want to help if you got a lot of value from it. All right. Thank you, my friend, for being here. I appreciate you, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you found it valuable, I would love if you would share it with someone you know that could benefit. If you're loving the show, don't forget to subscribe over on Apple Podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. I really love hearing feedback from you, so please leave a rating and review over on Apple to help us get in the ears of more people who need it the most. Finally, come hang out with me on Instagram at Sabrina Magnan Health for more educational content and get up close and personal with me. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you on the next episode.